around the corner, set to be crammed with innovation, gadgets, new thinking, and challenges. Well, today, futurologist Maurice Maslowski from businessfuturist.com takes a look ahead to next year with his list of 13 trends for 2013. Maurice, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Maurice, I'm not sure if we can get through all of the 13 trends, but we'll certainly do our best. First of all, when you look ahead to next year, what do you see sort of line up on in the business world? How will things pan out, do you think?
I think what we're doing next year is establishing what I call a new sense of normal. The issues that are going on around Europe, the Middle East and the rest of the world are not going to disappear, unfortunately, as best as we can see moving forward. What we have started over the last year or so is to factor that into our thinking and to say, well, if this is the world, we have to make the best of it. So the deep doom and gloom that we saw over the last 2 years is slowly moving away, and next year will be a brighter year only because of psychological reasons.
Okay, well, that sounds relatively positive then. All right, let's take a look at some of the maybe new gadgets that could be on the way, new ways of thinking. First of all, mobile everything is on your list. I guess we're going to see a lot more mobile stuff around.
Oh, we absolutely are. All the stats are telling us that over the last year we've moved away from fixed computers, that sales of them have gone down. Searches have gone down. It's all moved towards a mobile device, whether that's a laptop or the tablets that have taken off lately, or the whole slew of the smartphones that we're seeing and we're going to see over the next year. We've basically changed the way we interact with the world, and we've spoken about this before. But this little box, this phone that we carry in our pocket, now has become almost like a magic wand. We expect it to know everything, see everything, get us everything, and that's only going to get worse over the next year or so.
More things for us next year?
Absolutely will. We're going to see new phones coming out, of course. We'll see the new iPhone and we'll see Samsung. All of them will have brand new phones. We most probably will have NFC, which is near field communication, which is simply another way to set up a network between your phone and the outside world. What it will do is set up a really small network, so when you walk past, say, a can of tomato soup on a shelf, if you want more information about that, or to see recipes, or to see whether you've got it at home or not, that's what NFC will do, set up that network between you and literally the can of tomato sauce, or the bus payment that you have to make to get on the bus, or the poster you're walking past because you want more information. So that's what we're going to see. We're also going to see a whole lot of new apps on our devices that, the fancy word is aggregate, but it simply means bring everything together. We've got so many bits and pieces that we look up. You know, we might do our banking, for instance, and then go look up something else that's affected, like our superannuation or our shares. And it's 3, 4, 5 sites that we're looking at to get all that information. We're going to see a whole lot of new apps coming out next year that'll bring it all into one space, and that'll be for travel, for medicine, for games, for everything. And that's a big push over the next year, 18 months. Bring it all into one space, easy to use.
So sort of let you know if the plane is on time, check you in if you're going on holiday, that kind of thing, everything for you.
Yeah, and do even further. If you're booked into a hotel, it'll let the hotel know about the changes, let them know when you're coming in, let them know how far away you are, if you want check-in through that app. So literally all of that done from the minute you leave home or the office, till you get to the flight, till you get in the taxi, to the hotel and the rest of it, all done in one seamless activity. Whereas before, 4, 5, and 6 apps, maybe a couple of phone calls and bits and pieces.
On your list, it mentions about physical credit cards may be on the way out. Will that happen next year?
I think we'll start to see more of it. We're definitely moving into a less cash society. We'll never get rid of folding money because we all enjoy having it to some degree. But the last 10 or 15 years since EFTPOS came in, and credit cards, of course, in the 70s, we've carried less cash. What we've seen the banks do and other providers is move us into a space where we can now buy the $1, $2, $3 items without cash by using our mobile phone, just waving a credit card. That next year is going to become normal. We'll just assume that's always been there, and we will carry less cash with us.
Are we going to say goodbye to the mouse and the keyboard?
I think we're slowly moving towards seeing them as secondary items. They're not as important as they used to be. There really was no way to communicate with a box, a computer, before. But now we're using our fingers on our smartphones. We're going back to styluses. We're using gesture. We're also going to use face recognition. All of these things are not sci-fi anymore. They're really here at the moment. We have banks overseas that are using face recognition for ATMs. So your face is what is your key to get your money out. We're seeing fingerprints. We're seeing all kinds of things that allow us to interact. We had Apple try Siri, which was that voice manager on their phone. Still a bit clunky, but we'll get better at it over the next year or so.
This is ABC Local Radio Queensland. I'm speaking to futurologist Maurice Maslowski from Business Futurist.
Yeah, isn't that a mouthful? What we're seeing are things like Google Goggles, which is the main player in this thing. So I think a pair of sunglasses or a pair of ordinary glasses, they don't look anything different from what you would normally wear. But what they have inside of them is a heads-up display. So to do that, go back to Minority Report, Top Gun, those kinds of things, where they wear a helmet, they have a visor, and in that visor they're seeing the real world through it, but they're also seeing overlays of information, like where they should be flying, where the planes are, and all that kind of material. We're going to see that in our everyday life next year when Google Goggles and others launch. So you'll be wearing a pair of glasses, be able to see the world, and be able to see directions to where you're going, see where your friends are, do all kinds of things. Instead of having to pull out your device from your pocket, it'll be right there in front of you.
How cool. How cool indeed. Okay, what about chameleon computers? What's that?
What we're talking about there is this push towards one computer. Many of us go to work and we use a work computer. We come home, we use another computer. We dive into our pocket, our handbag to get our mobile phone out. In fact, we may go across 3, 4, 5 different computers in a day, and it kind of gets a bit boring and difficult. What's happening now is a push towards a person carrying a computer, a laptop, a mobile phone, whatever's their preference, and that being used in every single circumstance. So you take it to work, automatically hooks itself up into your network with all the security, all the bits and pieces it needs to make it a work one. And literally, walk out the door, that's locked off, it becomes your personal computer, and it moves with you all the day, just morphing like a chameleon, doing what you want it to do, wherever it is that you are.
That would also open the door to working a bit more from home, wouldn't it?
Well, not just from home, but on the fly, absolutely. So you'll be able to move around and do what you need to do, wherever's most relevant to the work, and that's a push we're seeing as well. It really will be work done in the most relevant place to do it.
Now, this is something I'm very excited about, one on your list of 13 things to watch out for, your very own 3D printer.
Yeah, incredible. Now, this is really, to me, the love child of Star Trek's Beam Me Up, Scotty, and your old fax machine. So I grew up in the 60s with, you know, them being beamed up and taken away. We're not, of course, going to be able to beam somebody up and take them away, but what we can do and are doing now is to take a digital image, so an exact replica of that thing, whatever that thing is that we're looking at. So it could be literally a glass you drink from, it could be a machine part, it could be food as well, it can be arteries, hearts, so organs, human organs. We take an exact 3D replica of that, and then we send that image to what's called a 3D printer, which is very much like an old fax machine that accepts this digital image, and like a dot matrix printer, prints it out layer by layer by layer, and what it's printing is something that's absolutely usable, and an exact copy of what it started off as.
Incredible. It doesn't sound like it's possible, does it, really? But there you go.
It doesn't, but we can do it now. As I said, there are toy ones, one from Hasbro for about $400 that prints out kids' toys. Some of our large printer manufacturers that we'd all know have versions of it for $1,800 or more. So it's definitely coming into mainstream.
Fabulous. All right, and finally, Morris, you have on your list out with the new and in with the old in a new way, in brackets. What do you mean by that?
What I'm sensing across next year is that we're moving into very much a nostalgic phase, which is quite common for what we've been through. Whenever we go through difficult times, we tend to bunker down, we tend to look through rose-coloured glasses and say there were previous eras that were easier to live in, they were friendlier, we felt better in them. And what we're going to see next year is those eras come back into the future. So, for instance, the 60s fashion is going to make its way back. We're going to see beehives, women's beehives, hairdos coming back. We're going to see old-fashioned jewellery coming back in. The colours that we're seeing for next year are around the browns and the nature colours, again, to make us feel better. The foods that we're going to eat next year are quite interesting as well. And they're around the notion of shareable plates, so large plates out with the fancy food and the decorations and all that kind of stuff. Give me a nice big plate, give me some friends to share it with and a great glass of wine. Those kinds of things are what we're likely to see next year as a response to where we've been.
Well, a lot of the beehives come along with mini skirts as well, I'll be a happy man.
Yes, and they do. And what we're seeing, in fact, is a new mini skirt which is far, far shorter than the previous one. That's what's being predicted for next year's high fashion.
It just gets better and better. Morris, thanks so much for your insight throughout 2012. It's been fascinating.
A pleasure. Have a great Christmas and a terrific 2013.
You too. Just remind us if our listeners want to keep up to date with what's happening in the future about your Facebook fan page.
Sure, it's just Business Futurist.
Excellent. Morris, here's to a great Christmas and a very happy 2013. Thank you very much.
A pleasure.
Morris Maslowski, business futurist, a futurologist from businessfuturist.com on ABC Local Radio Queensland.